Shine, goodbye and happy birthday. Oh, need a lot of good and say, oh, then the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I'm no longer the same. Oh, it touched me. It touched me. Oh, it touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened. And now I know. It touched me and me, oh, oh. Since I met this blessed Savior, oh, since it cleansed and me, oh, oh, I shall never cease to praise Him. Oh, I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, it touched me. It touched me. It touched you tonight. Oh, it touched me. Oh, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, for something happened. And now I know it touched me and me oh, oh, it touched me. Oh, it touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. For something happened, and now I know it touched me and made me whole.
How many believe that tonight He's here to touch us? Praise God. Because we know that His word assures us where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in their midst. He is here tonight. Amen. Praise God. And He's here. Amen. If only we will surrender ourselves to Him. Amen. We'll open up to Him. Wherever you want Him to touch you, Amen. He will surely do it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Tonight, we thank the Lord. You pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
I'm still fighting the enemy, but I know we are always... more than conquerors.
Amen.
Praise God. As we are standing, let's just take our Bibles and let's turn to, we are on Job Trials, the second part. Job Trials. Let's turn to Job 1:1. And then the second reading will be Job 1, the same 1:8-11. Let's read chapter 1:1. Let's stand. If you are with a baby, you can sit. Let's hear the word of God. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect. Amen.
Amen.
That man was perfect and upright.
Amen.
And one that feared God and eschewed evil. Our second reading, the same chapter 1, from 8-11. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Wonderful. Praise God. A perfect and an upright man, who that feareth God, and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered, Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for nothing? Hast not thou make an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. Oh my. Amen. Let's bow the eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. The weather out there is so bad. But Lord, we know when we are here, oh Father, we know that you are already here. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for the desire that you have placed upon our hearts, Lord Jesus, even to go through this bad weather, Lord, to just come and sit at your feet, God. Father, we commit as many that were not able to come, Lord, also into your hands. The Lord, as you deal with us here, deal with them also, God. Bless them wherever they are, O Lord. Father, as we have gathered, we have no words of our own. We look into your words, O God. And we know that your word is life. So tonight, even as we have read from your word, O God, we know the life behind it, O God, will be our portion tonight. So Lord Jesus, bless your word, O God, and make it a living bread for us tonight, O Lord. As we look through it, Lord Jesus, we surrender ourselves, even myself, Lord, standing here, Lord, not feeling well. But I know that, Lord Jesus, you are our strength, Lord. That, oh God, as many that, Lord, believe in you, Lord Jesus, oh, nothing can stand before you, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, bless your word tonight and make it a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, hallelujah. So we are on the second part of Job trials. Amen. Job trials. We just read the first verse of Job 1. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. Oh, praise God. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. And all, we know that one time Job and the family, they met. And Satan also came. Praise God. But one thing is that Satan could not go and sit among them. Praise the Lord. He has to sit somewhere. Praise God. Because Satan himself was saying that God has made what? A hedge around what? Job. But was it God that made a hedge? No, sir. Praise the Lord. It is the faith of Job in God that what raised that hedge. So it is with us also. My brother, my sister. If we could believe in God with a strong faith, it builds what? A hedge around us. Amen. And so, the children of God have met. And Satan also was there. Then God asked Satan, how do you see my servant Job? That there is no one like him on the whole earth. Oh, what a great testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Great testimony. Oh, let that testimony be our portion also. Amen. That God can stand and tell Satan, look at my daughter over there. Can you point any sin? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, because they were what? Human. Job was human like like we are. And so God can, we can also reach that what? That height. Amen. They were human like we are. So we can also reach that what? That height. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it is all what? To give yourself unto him. Total surrendering. Amen. Amen. So in our first, when we set the first subject on this, this is the second subject, as we have finished with Job part one, this Job part two. And we could see that Job, he gave himself and his family everything unto what? Unto the hands of the Lord. Till even when his children, they go out of line, Job will quickly do what? Will quickly just raise what? An altar and sacrifice unto the Lord to cleanse what? The children, the sins that they have committed. Amen. And so, we know the story very well. And Job, one time, he held what? Either a dinner or he held some kind of with his children. And Satan also came. But he couldn't go and sit among them. Praise God. So it is, we believe that as we've gathered here, Satan can never come in here. So must be our homes also. Satan can never enter. Praise God. And the only thing that can keep Satan away is what? Is the word. Is Christ. And so, they've gathered and Satan was seated somewhere outside. He couldn't go and sit there. And God was asking him, how do you see about my servant Job? He said, you have made a hedge around him. Praise God. If you like, just leave the hedge out now and let someone touch him. You see how he will curse you. Praise God. Satan was challenging God, but God knew who Job was. Amen. Oh, so it is, my brother, my sister. We should reach that height. We should reach that place where God can have confidence in us. And speak on the face of Satan, tell him, hey, my daughter, my son, no way. Nothing what can move him. Amen. Praise God. And so, we know of last week, or was it last week? Yeah, last week, we came to, we read the trials, the first, when God allowed Satan, said, okay, Satan asked, if you like, let me go and touch him. And you see that he will curse you. And God allowed him. But he said, but don't touch the life. Amen. And he went. Let's just go to quickly what happened. We know that when he went, the first thing was that, let's turn to verse 14. Let's read it quickly so that we can go on to today's, because we need to connect everything. And it said, and there came a messenger unto Job, and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them, and took them away. Here they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. That was the first trial. Praise God. And then the second one, verse 16. While he was here speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Hoy. Verse 17, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the chariots made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Hoy. It was coming. Satan wants what? Job to curse God. Verse 18, While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, verse 19, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee, oh my. And then verse 20. He said, then Job arose. Satan probably was watching to see what he's going to do. Now he's watching. He was watching to see Job to curse God. But what came out from his mouth? Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Amen. Amen. He did what? He worshipped. He never cursed. He never asked why God. But he worshipped. Praise God. Let us watch. My brother, my sister, if you believe that you are a true daughter of God, a true son of God, oh, trials will come your way. Amen. Because you don't know the challenge Satan has put on you. But God wants to prove to Satan that you are faithful to him. Praise the Lord. You don't know it. But God knows that you will be able to overcome. And so he will stand behind and say, okay, Satan, go ahead. I know my son, I know my daughter is more than able to overcome. Praise God. So Satan was waiting for what? For Job to curse God or to ask God, why? God, but what is all this? But no, sir. He said what? He worshipped. Amen. Amen. He worshipped. And look at what he said, verse 21. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, it kicked Satan. Amen. That alone kicked Satan. Praise God, Satan saw his defeat. Because verse 20 says that in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Oh God, why? Why all these things have... My brother, let's watch all these things. When trials comes our way, when things doesn't go the way that we are expecting, oh, give glory to God. Amen. Say, Lord, I thank you. As long as, take notice of that. As long as you know there is nothing between you and your God. Watch it. As long as you know deep from your heart that there is nothing between you and your God. My brother, when the trial, the test comes, oh, say praise be to God. Amen. You believe that the hands of God is in it. Amen. Job knew who he was, how he worshipped the Lord, how he believed the Lord. So all these things he believed that God's hands was in it. Because if God's hands was not in it, he knew definitely Satan had no way to enter into his house, to destroy anything that belongs to him. My brother, this is what? This is an experience for us. If you believe that you have nothing between you and your God, and things come between you, things that you don't understand, give glory to him. Amen. Praise God. God is using you to challenge Satan somewhere. Right. To tell him that, look, my daughter, my son, nothing can what? Move him away from what? From believing in me. This was a challenge. So my brother, that's why we need to what? Examine ourselves. Examine yourself, my brother, my sister. If there is any speck of sin, any speck of anything, oh, just take them away. So that it will open what? Open the way for God to what? To minister unto your life. So that anything that comes your way, you believe that it is what? God has allowed it. And in the end, definitely, it's going to be what? A blessing unto your life. Amen. My brother, let's watch it. Let's watch it. Amen. And so, Satan defeated. So Satan went back. He went back to God. Let's read it. And Satan went back to God, and God said, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him?" Said, "See, I told you." See, something like that. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is no one like him on the whole of this earth? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil, and still he holdeth fast. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. You see, he was telling Satan, without any cause, he wanted me to what? To destroy him. And Satan answered unto the Lord. We are in chapter 2, verse 4. Eh? Are you following? Okay. And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. Yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and in his flesh, and he will curse thee at thy face." Satan has gone for what? A second opportunity to go and what? Cause Job to curse God. Verse 6, and the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life." Praise the Lord. He said, "Behold, he is in thy hand." Yeah, so Satan defeated, and he went to God, as I've said. He went to God, and God gave him what? Another what? Opportunity to go and do whatever he wanted to do. Praise God. And he went. And what happened? Let's look at it again.
I've missed my papers. Praise.
Verse 7, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Oh, what a wickedness. Praise the Lord. He smote him. Now, his properties and his children couldn't move Job. Now he came right on him now. That's the fifth trial on him, on his person. Praise the Lord. He's attacking what? The body now. Amen. He was attacking the body. Verse 8, and he took him, and Job took him for himself, a potsherd to scrub himself and withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Oh my. Look at the way how Satan was treating this man. Just trying to what? Let something come out from his mouth to what? To curse God. Amen. My brother, my sister, the trials that we go through, let's watch. Sometimes, many times, God allows it. Because he knows that you can overcome. Amen. He knows that you can overcome.
And this also, Satan still failed. We don't know how long Job was in that condition. But it took some time because Satan was waiting for what? For Job to what? To curse God. But it was not forthcoming. So the thing is, we go to the sixth trial, which is verse 9 and 10. That's the sixth trial. And then said his wife unto him. See? Now, Satan moved into the wife. See? The spirit went into the wife now. All along, Satan has kept the wife for what? For a last minute attack on him. Praise God. Because Satan knew that would pain really well for him to what? To curse God. So why he should what? Kill all the children and leave the wife? It was for a purpose. If all things doesn't work, then he's going to use that one, the wife. Oh, how could a wife, a loving wife, just go and stand before the husband and tell him, curse God? Who? Sister, can you go and tell Brother Wilmore, curse God? No, sir. Something got to see. The devil just took a hold. The devil was so desperate. So he came into the woman, stood before the husband, the loving husband. Oh my. Brethren, let's watch. But it was what? It was God that allows it. Amen. If God had not allowed it, our sister would never what? Curse the husband, isn't it? Amen. It's God that what? Lifted all what? The bars. So Satan could do everything. And so the wife came unto verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Oh my. Sister, do you think if Brother Wilmore is so much in a situation, you can do that? Trials. Can you go and tell him, curse God? No, sir. But God has what? Given what? The opportunity, the chance for him, for the devil to do whatever he could. But he said, but don't touch his life. Amen. Curse God and die. Verse 10, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? Amen. And he said, in all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Oh, praise God. Satan looked at the whole thing. He said, no, my. What am I going to do now? The sixth trial has failed. That's the sixth trial. It has failed. But he doesn't want to go to God without what? Without something. He still believed that there must be a way for him. What? So the last attack was his own, as the prophet said, his own church members. Amen. So church members heard about him and they came to visit him. Meanwhile, these church members, see, brethren, they couldn't live like Job lived. And so when they heard it, look, they were truly happy. Because the things that they said shows that they were what? Happy that it has happened to him. Uh-huh. He always say he knows God. Now see how desperate, terrible he is now. Where is his God now? You see? And so they covered their faces as if what? As if they were coming to what? To mourn with him. To share in his sorrows. But inwardly, they were rejoicing. See? They were rejoicing that now look at you now. And when they came, you know what? They came, they sat down. They sat down. They didn't say anything to what? To Job. But meanwhile, what was going on in them? They were rejoicing. Praise God. And it was tormenting. It was tormenting Job. Because Job could read from their reactions. Praise God. Amen. When you look at somebody's what reactions, you can see what is inside.
Amen.
Their reactions and how they were just turning their heads and probably, and all those kind of things. You see, they were killing him. Praise God. Satan was doing everything so that Job will be hurt, really hurt. Inwardly, they were showing something. They have not spoken, but their reactions outside reactions was showing that they are accusing him of sin. Amen. They were accusing him. Job could see that they were rejoicing inside because of his predicaments. Job could see it. It was a terrible situation, my brother, my sister. That your brother, your sister, will give you a fine face, but you can read behind to see that no, it is a put on. Praise God. Because the Holy Spirit can see everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Job could see all these things. That they were accusing him of sin. Ah, you said that you are the one that everybody should believe that you are what? You are without sin. Now, if you are without, you are truly without sin. How could all these things come upon you? Praise God. So they were rejoicing in, and the whole thing, Job was able to see how these his church members were rejoicing within of what? Of his predicaments. And how he could see that they were accusing him of sin. That was another word. Another way of the Satan tried to see if Job could what? Job could say something. Amen. Let's read Job 2, 11 to 13. Now, when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came, everyone from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shushite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had come to they have made an appointment. See, they made an appointment together. See? To come to mourn with him and to comfort him. Was it true? Praise God. It was never true. They were coming rather to what? To accuse him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not. Oh my. They were even shocked. Because when they saw Job, the situation that he was in, they could not even recognize him. Praise God. They could not even recognize him. And they lifted up their voices and wept. And they rent everyone his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads towards heaven. Oh, my brother, is it true? They were all put on. They were put on. Because from what they speak shows that all that they were doing were what? Put on. From what came out from their mouths shows that what they were doing to appear that they were sharing in what? Job's what? Job's predicaments. It was never so. They did that according to what? Tradition. Praise the Lord. But inwardly, they were rejoicing. They were really rejoicing. Satan was using them. Satan was anticipating this time the inevitable will have to happen. Satan was standing there watching what will happen. See? It was, see, someone will not speak, but his actions and reactions will tell you that he is accusing you. That was what they were doing. For that 7 days that they stayed there without talking, the way how they will behave, the way how they will turn their... all these kind of things. Just what? Tells you indirectly that they are accusing you. Till Satan tried, it could not work. Praise God. Amen. But meanwhile, it was so much upon what? It was so much upon Job. Praise the Lord. It was so much upon him. That his own friends, church members, then you believe that it is sin that I've committed. That's why all these things have come upon me. Is that how you believe? Praise God. They were accusing him what? Wrongly. And Job opened his mouth. At Job 3, 1 to 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. Satan was waiting for Job to do what? To curse God. But Job cursed his day. Job spake and said, "Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived." Praise God. How do you may think that Job has cursed? Is that you may think why Job had done that or caused this his day. And when many people maintain that it actually amounts to cursing God, but we know, but we will know why he promptly said that and what was really going on in his heart. He did not curse God. Amen. Amen. The all-knowing God knew his heart. Amen. He knew what was in the heart of Job. Job, God knew that Job was not cursing him. Praise God. Because he's what? He's the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Only God knows our intents. The intent, God knows it. Amen. He knows every intent of our hearts. And he could read from what? Job, to see that it wasn't what? But just what? An outburst from what? All the accusation, the word. Because Job was able to read from these three church members that they were accusing him. They came as if they were coming to mourn with him. But they were what? Accusing him. Praise God. You can't hide your motives. Praise God. They tried to hide it, but they couldn't. You can't hide your motives. Your purpose and your objectives, you can't hide it. It will surely appear somewhere. It will betray you somewhere. Amen. Amen. So let us always, in our hearts, let it be what? Let it be clean. Because nothing can what? Be hidden. So after failing to cause Job to curse, Satan did what? Satan went to what? Came back to what? Spoken. The quietness for 1 week. No one spoke. But their actions and reactions were doing what? Were accusing what? Job. But that didn't work. When Job spoke, he didn't curse God. And so now, Satan used these three church members now to what? Verbally now accuse him. Praise the Lord. Satan was now used them verbally to accuse him. And the prophet said something here. He said, there he was sitting there in the message book, show us the father and it will suffice us, Cleveland. is that there he was sitting there scraping his boil. Some of his church members come to him, sat with their back turned to him. Not much consolation. But Job wanted to know, oh, if I only knew where his house was. In other words, if I will go and knock on his door, he will come out and talk to me. You see, it was very painful. His church members have come to him for 1 week. No one talked. See, they were putting that kind of what? Pain and pressure upon him to curse God. But it was not forthcoming. The prophet said, but notice, when a man is hungering and thirsting for God, God will draw nigh to that man always. Let's take notice of that. Praise God. If we will what? Be hungering and thirsting for God, God will draw nigh to the man always. Praise God. See? Give up, surrender the will to God. Give up and surrender your will to God. Then when the church members, I'm still on the prophet, then when the church members came and could not console him, accuse him of being a secret sinner, said he has sinned before God. Job knew he had not sinned. Job had not sinned. He knew he hadn't sinned. Because he absolutely hadn't sinned. And God was really trying him, putting him to test. And I believe that every Christian that is born again has to go to those tests. Amen. 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 So when those tests come, my brother, my sister, if you believe that you have not committed any sin, it's God that is what? Trying to show Satan that you are his what? Child, you are his daughter, and that nothing can move you against him, God. Amen. He said, every son that cometh to God must be first chastened, purged. Is that right? If you cannot stand chastisement of the Lord, then you become what? A bastard. An illegitimate what? Child. My brother, we have to, as a Christians, definitely you have to go through some trials. God is using you to prove to Satan something. That's what even is here. He said, God was proving to Satan that there are mortals who would serve him in the face of conflict. Praise the Lord. When trials come, my brother, my sister, let us watch. He said, who can separate us from what? From the who can separate us from the love of Christ? Now watch. Which one sometimes begin to bring you down? Is it tribulation? Is it distress? Is it persecution? Is it famine? Nakedness, peril, sword? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Amen. And so, Satan tried for Job to what? Say something to curse God. It never forthcame. So now it becomes what? Personal. Now it becomes vocal. And so one of them, he started. Let's go to Job 4, 1 to 9. We are just doing Bible studies and then we pray. Job 4, 1 to 9. Now, Eliphaz, the Temanite, he said, if we assay to commune with thee, now they've started speaking. And look at what they said. If we say to commune with thee, will thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? See? Who can, your situation, who can hold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many. See? Job has been what? Probably the preacher teaching what? Virtues. Praise God. So now they are quoting him. Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak's hand. See, that means Job has been preaching virtues. Thy word have upholding him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble's knees. See, through your preaching, you have done all these things. But now it come upon thee, and thou faintest. Who told him that he was fainting? See, they were just trying to what? Provoke him. See? They were trying to provoke him to say something. Oh, praise God. My brother, my sister, let's watch provocation. He said, now, look at what. See, but now it come upon thee, and thou faintest, and it touched thee, and thou art troubled. See? Is not this thy fear? This is what you have been fearing all the time, what have come upon you. That's what you have been fearing all the time. Thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent. Tell me, whoever perished being innocent. Christ has not yet come on the scene yet. Amen. Amen. Job would have referred to him, Christ. Praise the Lord. He said, who ever perished being innocent? Or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I've seen, they that plow iniquity. See, now they are telling that he's... Amen. See, they were trying to say something to hurt him, to curse God. Satan was using them. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. By the blast of God, they perish. And by the breath of his nostril, they are consumed. Amen. See, they were what? Just tearing Job, tearing him. Let's go to chapter. Oh, I didn't write the chapter. The second person. Oops, I'm sorry. Chapter. That's from Bildad. Bildad. Eight, eh? Yeah, eight. Let's go to eight. That is the second church member. Then answered Bildad and the Shuhite and said, how long wilt thou speak these things, and how long shall the word of thy mouth be like a strong wind? God doth pervert judgment, or doeth the Almighty pervert justice. If thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression. You see, now the children are dead. Look at what he's saying. Satan using this man to accuse it. Your children have sinned. They've transgressed. That's why they are all killed. Oh, painful. If thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplications to the Almighty, if thou wert pure, you see? Oh my, accusing. If thou art pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness what? Prosperous. They were accusing him. Accusing him. Amen. And then the third one also came. As Give me that this thing again. The third, that was verse. As a verse, chapter what? 11. God bless you. My nose, I just left that my nose. Where's my chapter 11? Then came in Zophar, the Naamathite, and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? Because Job was not answering them. And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men bold their peace? Hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I'm clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God will speak and open his lips against thee, and that he will show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Oh my, they were tearing him. Praise God. But in all this, Job never cursed God. Amen. They were doing everything for Job to what? To curse God. And God has given them what? That opportunity to what? To tear down into what? Into Job. But nothing was what? Forthcoming out from Job to what? To curse God. My brother, my sister, if we put ourselves tonight in the place of Job, the trials that we go through, if you surely believe that there is nothing between you and your God, then there is nothing for you to fear. Amen. There is nothing for you to fear. Because it pleases God. Even if it pleased God to what? To take his own son. To go through this kind of death so that we will be saved. My brother, my sister. He said, we also what? As many that believe in him, he has left that same kind of what? That trials for us also to go through. Praise the Lord. If Christ, our Lord, has gone this way, are we to find another way? We have to take that same way as he went. And now, he's what? He's in glory. So that we also go into what? Into the same glory. Oh, praise the Lord. The agony that Jesus went through in the Garden of Eden. Jesus warned, he said, watch and pray that ye enter into no temptation. Satan tormented Job's soul, and he used his friends, who the prophet referred to as the church counselors, you see, just to torment Job. He said, 7 days and seven nights, they sat there with him and said nothing. When they came, 7 days, seven nights, they didn't say anything. But Job could see from their reactions and everything that they were accusing him, Job. My brother, my sister, there are many things that are around us that are accusing us because of what? Our life as Christians. But my brother, the thing is, the trial that Job went through, it was what? God allowed it. Let us watch ourselves and see that we have not what committed any sin knowingly, because we can what sin without what knowing. But when The Holy Spirit is in there. It will bring you to the realization for you to repent. Amen. You see? And so the thing is, when we have given ourselves to Him, tonight is a challenge to you and me. To know that we have what? Taken the word of God according to what? How He has presented to us. Job never sinned with his lips. Job stayed through all the trials that he was going through. He believed that he had not sinned. That is how we must also have the confidence. When trials come our way, we know that it is what? God has allowed it. Because you have not done any mistake. You've not done anything wrong. You've not charged God wrongly. Amen. Then we can confidently move ahead in that trials that has come because God is pointing you to someone. How you were what? Able to stand the trials that came your way. The trial that Job went through, my brother, my sister, is our example. The man knew very well that he has not sinned. He has done nothing wrong. But look at the trials. All his property is gone. His children gone. Amen. And then his own friends come accusing him of sin. Even his own wife standing before him, his loving wife. Oh, how we loved our wives. And then, because of what? Trials. Then your wife comes and stands before you. Curse God. Are you still holding your integrity? My brother, my sister. This is the way how Job went through. And it is to us also. They are for us, for our example. My brother, my sister. This is what? A situation whereby we must find out. We come here for prayer, but we are coming to what? Look into our lives. Praise God. Look into it closely. Job knew that he has not sinned. And all those trials that were coming his way, he knew that it was for a purpose. Praise God. He knew that if God has not allowed it, it will never ever come to him. So what about us? Praise God. Tonight, is there anything that you know very well that it has not been right in your life? God bless you. You know very well that it has not been right in your life. My brother, you cannot hide it. My sister, you cannot hide it from God. All what God wants you to do is what? To confess to Him. You cannot hide it here. No, sir. He knows every intent and every thought here. He knows everything. So what can you hide from Him? You can't hide anything from Him. You can't go out there and sin. And then you come and sit down here and look as an angel. Oh, yes, my brother, my sister. Tonight, He wants to take the whole of you. Amen. He wants to be in charge of your life. He wants to control everything. Amen. Jesus standing at the door in Laodicea. Did what? Send Christ away. Christ is standing at the door. But we believe that Christ is in our midst. Amen. It's Laodicea church that has what? Kicked Christ out from what? The church. And it is now what? It's all organizations, things that people plan. It is not what God's word. But praise be to God. In every age, there is what? God's servant to come to show the light, to bring the people back to what? To the Word. And that's what God has given us the grace for us to recognize His Word, His message of the hour. So my brother, let us, what are we doing? Search your heart. Amen. Amen. Those things that are not right, today just leave them here. Amen. Leave them at His feet. Amen. Amen. Leave them at His feet tonight. And never, when you leave it here, it will never come your way again. Amen. But if you try to pocket a little of it and take it away, it will what? It will magnify again. Just leave everything. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's more than what? Able to what? What you give, He will restore abundantly and exceedingly more than even you expect. Amen. Praise God. The Lord is ready tonight. If we have any, tonight, I just make it that if we have any form of confession to make tonight, just confess to the Lord. If you don't have any confession to make to the Lord, just say, Lord, continue to what? Uphold me. Amen. Keep me, Lord. Don't allow the enemy to come my way. Keep, Lord Jesus, the fire on my left, on my right, behind me, and let me follow the light. Amen. Praise God. But if you know that there is something that is in your life tonight, leave it here. Amen. Leave it at His feet before you go through that door and never what? Take it back again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Job knew that he has not sinned. The devil did everything to what? For him to what? For him. But there was nothing in him to what? To show that he has sinned. Amen. Because then he eschewed evil. He hated what? Evil. Let's hate evil. Amen. Amen. Let's hate evil. Amen. It can take us on our ways, but the Holy Spirit that is in you will reveal to you that you did wrong, and you raise up your hand and say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, be sincere in your heart. He's here. He wants to take whatever you don't desire, which is contrary to Him. He wants to take it from you so that it never comes back to you again. If you will sincerely say, Lord, here is it. I leave everything tonight. If there is nothing, just say, Lord, give me a double portion of what you have done. Let me continue, God, in greater faith. Let me continue to move, Lord, without fear. No matter the trial that Job went through, even if it comes my way, I will never turn my back to you. Amen. I will be like Job and go through every trial. I know that as you gave abundantly and exceedingly back to Job, you are that same God. Amen. You will do the same to me. Amen. And so tonight I lay everything before you. And I believe that, Lord, you will bring them back to me in many folds. It is only when we are sincere to what? To give all that is in us. Then the Lord can take it and make it what? Give it back in His own special way. Amen. Musicians, just come. If there is something you need to surrender tonight, just say, I surrender, Lord. Amen. Whatever I be it, mention that thing. Call that thing name. Say, Lord, this thing, I surrender tonight. Amen. I surrender tonight. Amen.
And the Savior calls our list tonight, amen.
I surrender tonight. I surrender tonight.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will. My name, oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Ooh, if my heart is right, when it calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right, when it calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listen, I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere. Listen, I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen, I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen for my name. If my robe is white, when it calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white, when it calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen, I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen for my name. I'll be somewhere. Listen, I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen, I'll be somewhere. Oh, listen for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere. Listen, I'll be somewhere. Listen, I'll be somewhere. Listen for my name. No, I'll be somewhere. Listen, I'll be somewhere. Listen, I'll be somewhere. Listen for my name.
How much and how far do we see ourselves that God could trust? Could trust us and to commit us into trial? Have you reached that place where the devil challenging, and God can appoint, call upon you and say, go. I believe my son. I believe my daughter. Nothing can move him. Look at how the devil tormented Job. Terrible. Took away all his animals, his cattle, everything, horses, everything. Then came upon his own children. Yet, he said, Job never sinned with his mouth. He never accused God. My brother, my sister. So we are. Job is no different from us. Job is not different from us. And we have our individual trials. Remember yourself. Remember. We have our individual trials. How have you been able to overcome them? Tonight, confess to him. Amen. Everyone has gone through some kind of trial. You go out there, either at your workplace, in the streets, even the way maybe someone talked to you, how did you respond? My brother, my sister, could you also be one that God can commit for the devil to try you? The devil is trying us every day. The world is trying us every day. What our eyes see. How do you judge those things? My brother, my sister. Search your heart closely tonight. Search it closely. Let us not look at only Job. That is Job that God gave him up. My brother, my sister, as we walk through the streets, as we walk to our jobs, wherever we go, the trial is there. Amen. Satan is everywhere. Trying to point finger at you and say, Lord, look at your son. Lord, look at your daughter. My brother, my sister, tonight. Job was an overcomer. Job overcame. Let's ask ourselves, if it had been me, even when my dear wife then gave up and said, hey, husband, hey, please, you are suffering. Just curse God and die. What would have been our response? You've done nothing. God, everything has been taken away from you. You've done nothing. And it was the hands of God. It's God that allowed it. If God had not allowed, Satan could never have touched Job. The trials that we are going through. That place, the space that is created, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, go in there. Amen. Go in there, Holy Spirit. Fill in that vacuum in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill the vacuums, Lord. Fill the vacuums, Lord. That they never leave here. Any sin that has been confessed tonight, Lord, the vacuum that has been created, Lord, will never remain empty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, that you have made us more than overcomers, that we have overcome tonight, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We want to stay like Job. Oh, hallelujah. That no amount of what? Trials and difficulties.
the devil puts to us. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors. We are more than able to overcome the enemy in every circumstance. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, Reverend. God bless you. Give us one song. Let's sing I Surrender, I Surrender.
I surrender.
Oh, yes, we mean it, Lord. We mean it.
Oh, I surrender. Oh, unto thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Lord, I surrendered my weakness, my thoughts, everything that is not right before you. Lord, I surrender everything. And I thank you, the Lord. Oh, you have replenished, Lord Jesus. Oh, the vacuum has been filled. The vacuum has been filled, Lord. The vacuums have been filled. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Today, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Brother Wimble, come and give us a prayer for us to close. Tonight, if you have surely surrendered, the Lord has taken it away, and He will never allow you to go empty. He will surely replenish the vacuum that has been created. He will fill that with His own life. He will fill it with His own spirit. And that you will be an overcomer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful for your blessed word. Lord, that brings things that happened so many thousands of years ago, Lord, to show us, Lord, of the life of a man called Job, and Father, how we could identify ourselves in that story.
Amen.
Father, maybe not to the same magnitude, Lord, but to some extent, Lord,
Amen.
These things have happened unto us as well. And Father, when we would look, Lord, how sorry we are, Lord, that Father, even the little trials that come our way, we feel like giving up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yet here is a man that was tested almost beyond human strength, Lord.
Oh, my.
But Father, in all this, he did not sin against you,
Amen.
Lord. Father, we look at that example of a man that was not even filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at us in this day when the Holy Ghost has been given.
Oh, yes,
and Father,
yes.
We say, be merciful and forgive us, Lord.
Amen.
In the times when we have given up, Lord, when a little trial has come our way. But tonight we are taking courage, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For you have shown us what is beyond what we can see.
Amen.
In that, Lord, you are boasting somewhere of your bride tonight that she is not like Eve.
Yes.
That, Lord, she would not fail you, O God.
Amen.
That she is not like Mary, Lord. That she would not fail you.
Yes, Lord.
But that she will overcome the enemy. And we are that member of the bride tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we pray, Father, you fill each and every member, Lord, tonight with
Lord.
Thy Spirit, Lord, that we truly may overcome. For it says in your word, they overcome by the word of their testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Father, that we may stand our ground tonight.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy may throw our way, Lord. Amen. Father, oh God, you are our great conqueror.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Have conquered every trial, everything, Lord, that
Amen.
The enemy may bring our way. Father, may it be sickness. It cannot separate us from you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Father, may it be joblessness, Lord. Mm. May it be barrenness.
In the name of Jesus.
None of these things can move us, Lord.
Oh,
for
yes,
we are
Lord.
Looking at you, Lord.
Amen.
You have us in your hands. And you said you have lost none save
yes.
that son of perdition. So we are safe in your hands
Amen.
Tonight. And we are believing and thanking you, Lord, for whatever trial that may come, Lord, even in the future.
Yes,
we stand
Lord.
On your word that
Hallelujah.
You have overcome. Help us, Father. tonight, Lord, for you said, Lord, let none suffer as a murderer, as a thief, yes, as an adulterer. Lord, oh God, that Father, we may forsake every evil way,
amen,
every evil thought, Lord. Let it not be numbered or named amongst us, Father,
yes,
but that
Lord,
we may forsake it and leave it here tonight, and that in that place, Lord, you may put thy Holy Spirit, that it may
Jesus
guide us, that it may lead us, that we may live so much far away above sin, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That, Lord, oh God, it would be such a paradox to this world.
Amen.
Help us, Father, that we may proclaim thy name, that we may continue to walk, Lord, and show forth thy glory to this lost world.
In the name
that,
of
Father,
Jesus,
those that are seeking you may become more thirsty. Be merciful, Lord, and bless our brother Maxwell. Continue to use him.
Yes,
touch
Lord
him in his health, Lord.
Amen.
May you restore him fully.
Amen.
Praying for our brethren that are traveling on Friday. May you be with them too, Lord.
Yes,
that you
Lord
give them a safe journey, a good rest, Lord, that they may bring a good report.
In the name of
praying
Jesus,
for our Lord sisters that travel tonight to England. May you be with them too, Lord, until
amen
they are back, oh God. May you bless each and every brother, every sister that was not here tonight, every family, Lord. Father, they could not come because of this and that. We pray for them that you
in
be
Jesus
with them, Lord.
Name.
We commit them to you that when we would meet next with them, Lord, we may together with them
in
rejoice
the
and
Jesus
bless your
Christ
name, Lord. Help us, Father, to continue meditating on your word, to continue thinking on these things, Lord, until we would meet, Father, with the youth
amen
on Friday. We pray, Father, that you'd guide and lead us, Lord, and show us this narrow way, Lord, for that is the way we desire to walk in,
oh,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless us as we go home. We ask your grace and your mercy in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my precious brother. Amen. Friday night, there's a youth meeting. So, as many the youth, just get in touch with your brothers and sisters so that they'll be aware of the meeting for Friday. And parents who are here also that have their children in the youth, let them know that there's a youth meeting on Friday. They should come and meet the Lord. They are not coming to meet man. They are coming
amen
to meet the Lord. So you come and the Lord will bless you. Amen. God richly bless you. How many have surrendered to him?
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes. Sing this.
Yes,
take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first believed. Oh, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, take me back. Take me back, oh, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Oh, take me back, oh, take me back, dear Lord, where I first